sex, death, and sea lampreys. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Each invasive sea lamprey can kill 40 pounds of fish a year in the Great Lakes. We spend more than $20 million each year to keep these invaders in check. Researchers at Michigan State University have been testing out ways to attract sea lampreys into traps in a river near Mackinac City.
There's an interesting pest management technique that's been attempted with insects in the past called push-pull.
Michael Wagner is an associate professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at MSU. He says they used a repellent that lampreys release when they're attacked and a lamprey sex pheromone to try to attract them at the same time.
And the idea is that if you can combine cues that sort of act in opposition to each other, you can more effectively guide animals into the area you want them to be.
And he says the repellent worked. Lampreys went into the trap twice as fast as they would have otherwise. But in this study, the lampreys were not lured in any faster by the sex pheromone. Wagner says they're hoping the repellent and the pheromones can eventually be tools to control sea lampreys. This is the Environment Report. There's a tree killer on the loose. It's called the Asian longhorned beetle. It has a shiny black body with white spots and really long antennae. It's not known to be in Michigan yet, but the pest has invaded Ohio, so officials want you to keep your eyes open. Rhonda Santos is with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What should we look for when we're out in the backyard?
Yeah, so if you're out in your yard or in your community spaces, obviously you can look for the beetle, which you just described. It's a rather large insect, so its body is about an inch and a half. It's harmless to humans and pets, so you can actually try to capture it if you see it. The insect can fly, too, so just keep that in mind. So the best thing you can do is try to capture it. Put it in a freezer if you can, and that'll preserve it for identification or take a picture of it. And when you're looking at your trees, what you can look for is one of the most obvious things, which is round exit holes. They're a little bit smaller than a dime, but large enough to put a pencil in, perfectly round. They look like drill holes or bullet holes. And so those can be seen right on the trunk of the tree or even on the branches. Also, if the tree is turning color sooner than it should, like now, or if you see some dieback in the canopy where a branch might be dying back or a branch even falling off when it otherwise shouldn't have.
What species of trees does the beetle attack?
The beetle actually attacks 12 different types of trees and all the species within. So one of its favorite is maple. Others are birch, willow, elm, ash. The list goes on from there. But when you think of maple, it's not just sugar maples, which are one of its favorites. It's red maples, it's silver maples. So it's got a wide appetite for our nation's trees.
That's not a good thing. I mean, obviously, we saw in Michigan with the emerald ash borer wiped out a lot of our ash trees. What kind of concerns do you have if the beetle spreads outside of where it is now in Ohio and Massachusetts and New York?
The bigger concern is that the insect would just continue to attack more and more trees. And certainly in the Northeast and even in Ohio and Michigan, there are a lot of trees, and we have a lot of industries that depend on those trees, such as nursery stock, timber, maple syrup production. But not only that, also the damage to the property owner or the property. You know, we wouldn't want to see anyone injured from one of these trees falling.
Rhonda Santos is with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can learn more about the Asian longhorned beetle and how to report sightings on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.